Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Get Microschooled with Kale Education and Company.
Morning.
It's a rainy, rainy, awful Friday.
I mean, it's next level raining.
Downpour rain.
For a long time.
On a Friday in April. That feels not like good karma.
not the vibe you were hoping for, is it, Joe?
I mean, I can go for a nice day outside on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Not going to happen today. So.
How's he doing, Jill? I feel like you've got big plans happening here in your world.
It's conference season.
It
is conference season. Here in the mid-Mo, we're getting ready for our big Show Me Science of Reading conference.
Tell the people how many folks you have coming.
We got about 550.
550 of Jill's closest friends.
Yep. That's about what we had last year. So we're sticking with that number for another year, which feels good. We got a good lineup this year. I do feel much more prepared than last year. I mean, if that's any consolation.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't feel nearly as stressed as I did at this time last year. But I have Teresa this year, who makes my life incredibly better in so many ways. But she's been really helpful to get all the little pieces done that I was trying to do every night and every weekend last year. So that's helpful. We got name tags printed yesterday. Now we just got to stuff those bad boys. Stuff
that's
the shirts.
That's the best part.
Match the shirts to the registration. That'll take a little time. Those are coming Monday. We did have a little snafu. We're going to have 100 extra shirts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On 100. Accident.
But you know, people liked them last year. They'll 100%. Order them.
Oh, these are even better.
Oh,
than
well,
last
then
year.
I don't see.
They're
that this
like
is...
our baseball shirts that we got.
Oh, those are cool.
They're fantastic. And so, yeah, there was a little typo. What was 11 was put in as 110. No big deal.
Not at all.
Yeah. So there's that. So we have shirts for your friends if you're coming. We're going to have some extra ones at our table, our Kale Education and Company table, which
Christmas.
Wanda will be manning day
Wanda.
Two.
Wanda!
She'll be manning that day too.
I'm so excited. That's really my time to shine, Jill.
Yeah, yes, it is. People last year knew you by your voice.
Yes, I'm very excited about my role.
I love it. That's going to happen again.
I like to think that I provide a lot of support for my buddy here. I helped with the lanyards. That was really, really hard.
Susan has this unfounded, I don't know another word. Like, she thinks she should be doing stuff. There's nothing she can do.
Nothing.
And I keep telling her this. There's really
550 people, folks, and there's nothing that I can do.
It's just, you know how, like, when you get a sub in your room and it's easier to just be there than to have the sub.
She just compared me to the sub.
I'm just saying it's easier just to keep it in my head and do it than to explain it to someone else and have them do it. And then I inevitably will forget to tell them something important. That will happen. And then I'm going to have to redo it anyway because of my inability to communicate
the details.
It has nothing
to do with control.
Well,
nothing.
I mean, it probably has a little bit to do with control, but...
Yeah, it's a smidge. So I helped with the lanyards and I'm going to put the name tags. She doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to help put the name tags into the little
pockets.
Oh, you okay? That fly's got to go.
Yeah, I know.
What I'm saying is really though, what I contribute is my presence at that table.
Yeah. And that's going to be great. And so we have, I think, 14 vendors coming. We've got 95% group coming. We've got Keys to Literacy coming. We've got Lexia coming. We've got Voyager coming. We've got Daffodil Press coming. We have, who else? Step Up to Literacy, which is a local state organization. And so many others that I'm forgetting to name. But yeah, there's tons of people. And then our speakers are David Chalk, who is someone who learned to read at a very advanced age as an adult. And so his story, he was in the documentary that we showed last year, The Truth About Reading. He's coming in person this year to talk about his journey, which will be incredible. And he's also going to talk about the work he is doing right now to remove barriers for kids to be able to become better readers and not have to learn as an adult, which is a passion of mine. And we also have Dr. Holly Lane and Dr. Valentina Contess and Dr. Matthew Burns, all coming from the University of Florida, and they are going to talk about all things UFLY, which is amazing. Many of you probably use this program. They're going to be here with us and have some really great breakout sessions around that. And then we have Dr. Kimiana Burke putting a nice little bow and tying it all together. She is a senior fellow who led the work in the state of Mississippi with their implementation of reading plans across the state. And so she's going to be here to talk about that initiative and how you put all of these things into practice to actually make them happen. So that is going to be great. And we have amazing breakouts. I think we have 18 breakouts. Could be different. So if you count them and get a different number, you're correct. You'll find that agenda on our website, www.kaleedco.com. It has the agenda and it has the breakout sessions and the amazing presenters that are going to be sharing all their information. And yeah, so very excited about that. And ready for it to happen. So it's happening here in Columbia, Missouri on May 6th and 7th. And if you didn't get in this year, it does sell out quickly, but we have this every year. So check back with us. We have a Show Me Science of Reading Facebook page that you can join so you stay on top of information. And of course, we have a page on our website dedicated to the event so that you can see that each year and be ready to register next year if you missed us this year. So we're in conference mode. We are very excited. We just got back from a conference that had was held in Atlanta, Georgia. And we had so much fun. So this was the Kennesaw State University National Hybrid Schools Project. They have a national conference each year called the National Hybrid Schools Conference. I believe this is their third one, if I'm correct. So it is just dedicated to the space of people doing things differently. And so it has just been a different, it's been different for us because we have always attended conferences that kind of come from a public school lens and that
it's
lens.
It's incredible.
And so for us, it's so refreshing and so new for us to be in a space with people who are doing things differently than we have always done them. And I love it. I love talking about it. I love being surrounded by these people. I love having fresh ideas after 25 years, hearing different thoughts and different viewpoints. And at the core of it, everyone's helping children. Doesn't matter what that structure looks like. Helping children.
I could probably go on for hours.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not entirely sure all of you who listen to our incredible dialogue that we carry on back and forth. I'm not sure what all your backgrounds are, but here's what I would tell you. If you are doing the micro school movement because you're really not of an education background, but you just feel passionate about supporting kids and helping them learn and all kids learn differently in that, then you will love it because you'll just meet so many like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, if you are somebody that mirrors more where Jill and I have been in our path to the micro school movement, which is very, and I'm just going to say it, institutional K-12 education,
right.
I will tell you, Jill was waiting for me after the last breakout session. And I don't know what my facial expression looked like from her vantage point, but for mine, like I was just all aglow.
Yeah.
And I think the first words I said to her, 20 minutes after I was still standing in there talking to people, learning more and learning more, people just like me, by the way, that just love kids and want to help kids, was this was the best conference in my professional career, because it wasn't, it was about kids.
Yeah.
Like every single session went back to how do we help kids better, which is such a novel idea in today's world of education.
There's no backdrop of politics.
There's no backdrop of politics.
Which is incredibly refreshing.
It's just how can we all, and it doesn't, there's no competing feelings. No. Everybody's there to learn, to talk, to help, to,
yeah.
Like what I'm saying is I could fill the entire podcast just in ways that that conference made me feel. And when I say it was the best, most fulfilling professional conference I've attended, that's like, it absolutely was. Absolutely was just powerful.
Yeah.
To think and rethink all the things that we can do for mm-hmm. kids.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote down some facts when they were first starting, because they had a really great opening panel that just kind of set the tone for the day. But some facts that I wrote down were that 30% of kids learn outside the traditional system. That's a higher number.
30.
That's a higher number than
yeah.
I have known it to be in yes. the past, which I think says people want something different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for so them. 30% of kids are learning outside the system. 40 states have an ESA or voucher of some kind in place, which is attempting to give parents some more choice. And there's all kinds of layers and complexities to that. And, you know, I think there's fear on other sides of how money gets distributed. And mm-hmm. of course you don't want money to be pulled from kids that need it. Like there are a lot of things that come with this. And if it's going to work, we have to have a lot of great choices for kids
yeah.
that are not going to penalize kids because of systems we create. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's also a lot to that. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But 40 states are attempting to at least start thinking outside the box.
Yes, yes.
Which goes to my next fact that I wrote down. There have been 170 years of the same system. Now think about that.
Because nothing's changed in those 170
years of the same system. So is this going to change overnight? No, that's a negative. It's not going to change overnight because people are very ingrained in what they see education as being. But I mean, my gosh, think about, can you imagine? Like, just think about how much change there's been in the last 5 years. Heck, 2 years. Like yeah. the whole AI movement yeah. is... oh, so new. Mm-hmm. And I remember when iPads came into school. Mm-hmm. That was brand new. You know, so like to think that we're still trying to do all of these things in the system that has existed for 170 years, no one should think that's going to work well.
No.
It's not.
It's just mind-blowing.
And it's scary to let go of things we know. I get that. But there are other ways.
Yeah.
There are other ways.
There are. And the voucher to, you know, the voucher movement is the idea that families may just know what's best for their kids
mm-hmm.
and what their children need.
Right.
Right. And when they need it. So that might look like one school at one point, but a different school at a different point. And letting families be able to choose that is empowering. And I think that's why families that know about this micro school movement are so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a long way to go, like you were saying,
yeah.
with what those laws look like. And then the added layer of that obviously is that it's different in every state. Right.
Yeah. Right? I mean, some states are way ahead, and then there's others.
I was learning, like, if you're living in Arizona, shout out to my people in Arizona. You've got some things rolling. You've got some things rolling out there.
Yeah.
If you're living in, I don't know, like Missouri, like as just a
comparison,
let's just say. I mean, for no, I just grabbed
yeah.
that state.
Yeah.
You might not be exactly where your peers are
in
other states.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But it was exciting as we're sitting there to see people from Missouri doing this that we didn't even know.
We didn't know.
That was so cool.
That was. Which speaks to something I wrote down about needing a network for people like us in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I think we keep thinking about things like that. Yeah. Like, how do we get people together?
We've got plans for that. Don't you worry, kids. Don't you worry, kids that are listening.
They're coming. And so they asked a bold question that I think we've been asking for a long time. In fact, I think I remember writing papers about this in college, but there was a right answer in college.
Yeah.
Of what you should say. And the question was, what does successful education look like? And we know that the traditional system is not great for all kids, and it's definitely not great for all teachers. And so what does it look like? And I think these are the avenues that we're exploring without giving the traditional answers that we've always written into papers.
Mm-hmm. That's well said.
You are told what you think successful mm-hmm. education looks like. And I am a firm believer, even more so in the last couple of years, that education absolutely does look different, and it doesn't have to look like it has always looked. Mm-mm. And so I think personally, we're continuing to modify and add to what we think successful education looks like.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I'll go back, and we've talked about this in other episodes, but I think it's so crazy how we started, and really what we did was replicate everything we knew.
Everything
we did.
Because that's all we knew.
That's all we knew. And we had two of the most fabulous young education entrepreneurs visit us earlier this week.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, they are awesome. Yep. And they're getting ready to open their new school in Southeast Missouri this fall. And that was one of the biggest things that I just kind of kept going back to, is get out of the box now.
Yeah.
Right. Think all the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a great space where the school's going to be. They have like all of, so think your schedule, like, how are you going to be different? Mm-hmm. And I think that we were much older than they.
We were more indoctrinated.
That's exactly where I was going. We had been really in the system longer because of our age. Yeah. And it was really the indoctrination, I'm just telling you guys, is like, it's for real. Mm-hmm. And I talked to several people from other across the country when we were at our conference that said the same thing. I mean, you just don't know all the possibilities because we've been indoctrinated to be told what to think, what mm-hmm. to believe, what's... It's just crazy.
You have, and you're told to innovate, but you have to innovate within a system that has all kinds of barriers and
problems. Barriers and building leadership. I mean, you know, that in the school district where we were serving, I mean, there are a lot of different principals.
Yeah.
A lot of different principal personalities. Yeah. A lot. I mean,
A larger system is always harder.
There are a lot of, let's be honest. I mean, they can tell you to be innovative. They can tell you to think outside the box, but in traditional public education, you can only do so much.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I was trying to think about what were some of my biggest takeaways.
Okay.
Several, but the things that I came back and did right away, one, I met Carrie McDonald. I was really excited to meet her. She has another podcast that she does, and she just talks to micro school owners or micro school teachers. And I have been wanting to meet her, and I was hoping to run into her, and she sat down right beside me.
Can I elaborate though?
I was so excited. It was like fate just landed her right in my lap.
If you could see my little friend's face right now. Like, so you all know that she has a love for Taylor Swift, right? We've talked about this.
I have been thinking about that. We have not talked about that in a while. Okay. I do need an update. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying though is this, like, you know, like that right there, you know how she feels about her T-Swift and Travis Kelce. It's the two. What I want you all to know is we were talking, we never went to the same session. And when we were talking about, I can't remember which session it was, it doesn't matter. She said she was going to go to this one session. And I thought, what in the world? Like, that has really, like, I can't remember what it was, but it was it, not that it wasn't a good session, but in terms of applicable to where we are right now, I was shocked. And I said, well, tell me why. And why did you tell me that you were going to that session? Because Carrie McDonald is going to be in there.
Yeah.
She could be in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she's going to be.
Yeah.
And what I am saying to you is it was like the stars in her eyes. It mm-hmm. was like T. Swift herself was going to walk in the door.
Yeah.
And when I got out of my session feeling all so happy about my experience,
yeah,
there was no way I could contain my little buddy's excitement.
Oh, well,
you don't understand. She sat down. She sat down right next to me. Right beside me.
It was like, well, I did have a fangirl moment.
You had a fangirl mm-hmm. moment. And it was, so, I was proud. I was happy for my girl here. I was happy for you.
So we've emailed and we're gonna do her show, which I'm so excited about. We're going to be on
the show. I mean, the only thing cooler would just be Jill getting some spotlight on T-Swift's next.
Oh. I mean, those two can't get any cuter right now, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So that was a big one for me because I did want to meet her. And I got to meet the people from the National Micro School Center, whom I talk to all the time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And so that was Dawn and Ashley. They were great. They're out of Nevada. And they were so excited that day to have so many people there and do the connections. And they're just genuinely good people who want to help and have been in this space for longer. And so their advice was really great as well. And so those two things were exciting. And then, the Yes Legal people were there. That was another one. If you haven't reached out to them, we did. I came back and I reached out to them.
And I went to one of their sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got back with us right away. And, you know, we're going into year four. So we've been doing this for a minute. But just to, like, touch base with them and say, can you make sure that everything we're doing is what we're supposed to be doing just feels better? You know, again, you get to that, like, policy place of making sure that you're checking all the boxes. And they reconfirmed everything for us and answered a couple questions. So if you're getting started, you want to start with them. Go to their website and Yes, Every Kid is the website. And they're just attorneys who are doing this work for micro school people who they will help you. They will help you navigate the things that you need to do. And there's no cost. And of course, the no cost side is a big deal. And I'm lucky that my father is an attorney. He's a retired attorney. And so he did so much and it still does so much to help us get things structured and have every, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's. He's great at that. But to have another place that just specializes in what we're doing was really fantastic. And so I appreciate them and I would recommend anyone checking in with them. You will feel so much better and not wonder if you're doing everything that you need to be doing. And then the other place, and Susan had to walk out for a second and she's going to want to talk about this. I know, but we have kind of hit barriers, to getting scholarship money. That has been something that has been hard for us because as we've said on other episodes, we do not want to go the nonprofit route because we do not want a board. That's not something that we're interested in doing. And so we have been wanting to find a way to create funding for tuition so that any kid can come. And that has just been hard. And so we found a place that does foundation work for people like us. And so it's called Players Philanthropy Fund. And we are just starting to check them out. So we have a call coming up with them on May 3rd. And we're going to talk with them about how we might be able to utilize their services. And so for us, we just needed a foundation of some kind where people can make a donation to us and get a tax write-off. And so this may be the way that we can do that. And so we're excited about that. So just those two little things, the Players Foundation, Players Philanthropy Fund, and the Yes, Every Kid Legal, like those two things alone, just talking to people about how they're using these services was just amazing. And I also really enjoyed being able to talk and listen to other microschool founders talk about their school. And there really are just so many individualized programs happening out there that are just incredible. And it's not often that you get a chance to be in a room with these kind of people to hear all the exciting things that they're doing for schools. And you do kind of have to go to a conference. You have to go to a conference or a meeting or something where you're around like-minded people. Otherwise, you're kind of doing your own search on the internet and you don't get to ask the questions or figure out how they got started or figure out how they added the partnerships that they've got. So being able to do that is really important. And I think that as you're getting started, if you're a new microschool, you definitely want to reach out and learn from others. So we came back with some to-dos, definitely trying to continue to do a better job about what we think successful education looks like, what's working, what doesn't work, how are we different? And we always try to think about that in terms of like three key areas. What are we doing differently here that, that gives parents a different option for something they're looking at with their kids. And so we continue to talk about that. Susan and I kind of run an ongoing 5-year plan, which is kind of laughable because, I mean, it does change a lot, but we try to think in terms of every 5 years, what do we kind of want to accomplish? We've definitely accomplished more faster than we ever thought we could, which is incredible in its own right. But we do keep our eye on 5 years at a time. We're continuing to think about measurement tools and how do we know that we're getting better? How do we help make sure that our programming is continuing to improve every single year? How are we better as adult learners in our environment and how do we carry that on? And so we are always having conversations around that. And then customer engagement, what are we doing that engages our people? What are we doing that engages others in learning more about us? We are excited to add a partnership with a local therapy group. It's a group that offers different therapies to students. They do dyslexia testing. Obviously, we specialize in the area of dyslexia and complex reading. And so we're going to do a partnership with them that is super cool. It's giving kids access to all of their therapies through one very low membership price for our school. And so we're going to offer that. So any kid that comes to our school is going to get access to their services at no additional charge. Their therapists will come in and do what we need them to do. They will help teach groups. It's just a pretty amazing access between healthcare and education that we're going to be able to offer. And that's through just, well, the owner is just someone we met along this journey. And we've kind of grown together and we both have this heart at our core that we want to do things that help kids and help teachers and always be better. And so being able to partner our services together. So when she does evaluations with kids, and then she has a place to that can help on the education side. And we have her that can help on the medical therapy side, which is amazing. And so things like that, as far as engaging our community and how are we being better in serving our community through this smaller lens that we've got. Adding our high school next year, of course, is a big piece for us. And so at the end of the day, my advice to you is to mark this on your calendar for next year. So they have it every year in April. It is Kennesaw State University out of Georgia. Go to their website, look at their work. And it is worth the time and the drive and or flight, however you decide to get there. Make it happen and put yourself in a room with other people that are doing amazing things. And if you surround yourself with people that are doing amazing things, you will inevitably continue to do even more amazing things. And the kindness of this group and the supportiveness of this group is unlike anything I have experienced in education. And I just want more people to experience that. I want education to be something that everyone loves, and I want it to be an exciting career field that people go into again just because they want to help kids and they're finding new ways to do so. So I'm going to leave you with that today. And if you're coming, if you're listening to this and you're coming to the Show Me Science of Reading Conference, I can't wait to see you. There's tons of people there. So please, if you're coming, come find me, say hello. We offer hugs in person. So we can't wait to do that. We will have a table. You can find Susan very easily. I will be all over the place, but I would love to connect and say hello to any educator that is out there listening to this. And if you're here, we would love, love, love to tell you more about our actual school. And so the school is the heart of the work that we do. And we will always continue to support any educator in any way that we can. But our love for children is equal to that. And so we would love to tell you about how we do our school and share with you all the wonderful success that we've had for our kids here and what that looks like. So we are wishing you well on this rainy Friday afternoon here in Columbia, Missouri. And we look forward to seeing you 2 weeks from now. It is almost the end of the year. We only have 3 more Fridays, which is also incredibly crazy to think about, but it is coming to an end soon. So for those of you that are at the end of your year as well, we wish you well, and we will look forward to talking with you in 2 weeks. Thanks so much, everybody. See you next time.